after the scandal-packed departure on July 10th of Reddit interim CEO Alan Pao, the company was taken over by co-founder Steve Huffman, who will host an AMA tomorrow to describe and defend, presumably, a new content policy for users. Lauren Hawkinson is a reporter for The Next Web and joins us to talk about this. Welcome to the show, Lauren.
Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you. I'm nervous about tomorrow's AMA. It's going to be heated, no doubt. Huffman wrote that he and his co-founder, Alexis Ohanian, didn't create Reddit to be a bastion of free speech, but instead as a place where open and honest discussion can happen. But doesn't open and honest discussion require free speech? What's the difference between these hairs that he's splitting?
Yeah, absolutely. Like the Redditors would say, it's time to either pop your popcorn or sharpen your pitchforks, depending on how you feel about free speech. So the way that it works is that a lot of Redditors have sort of anecdotally, in a common knowledge, believe that Reddit is around to promote free speech. And that means that free speech that you don't like can be on Reddit also. This has led to the subreddits like r/coontown and r/gasthekikes. Things that really aren't necessarily polite or inclusive.
They're horrible. They're horrible and offensive. And you listed a couple of them. There are dozens or maybe even hundreds.
Oh, yes. There are so many. But the way that Reddit has often treated them is the idea that if you quarantine them, they're allowed to have their free speech, just like anybody who's on, you know, R Funny can have their free speech. But it's actually very interesting because they've really been toying with the idea of having a content policy or some kind of content regulation in some time. Actually, former CEO Alan Pao took the heat for banning 5 subreddits, including the incredibly toxic R Fat People Hate. In the process, a lot of people were kicking and screaming about her decision and said that she was interested in policing free speech. Now that she has left the company and co-founder Steve Huffman has taken her place, it looks like this content policy issue is actually coming up again. So Steve Huffman has really said that that neither he nor Alexis intended it to be about free speech and that it's really time for Reddit to start really seriously thinking about the content that's on the site.
Hey, Lauren, it's Kevin Toefel. Good to see you. I haven't talked to you in a few months since we worked together. Yeah. So this is like a mess. I mean, we've had the Reddit revolt and so on, and there's been a firing and a changing of the guard here. But, you know, it's a tricky situation. You know, when Reddit built itself as one of the largest forums on the web, they kind of have lost control and now they're trying to reel it back in. And it's very difficult to regain control of something like this once it's already out there. So, I mean, what are you expecting Huffman to say tomorrow when he does his call? I mean, you think he's going to ban more subreddits or defend the practice even more what he's doing? Or what do you think?
I think that that's really interesting. I mean, the way that I sort of think about Reddit is that it is a corporate structure grafted onto like this anarchist forum syndicate. You know, really, at the end of the day, you know that the users have control over Reddit. And we saw that back when Reddit revolted. I mean, mods can just shut down subreddits wholesale and corporate admins can't get access to them and can't get them live again. So what you really see is users have a lot of control over a lot of parts of the site. And I think that Steve Huffman really has a tough job ahead of him, especially in this AMA, which he's obviously humbly bringing to users because he really can't do it any other way. I would expect to see that they're going to try to institute some kind of hardline policy against outward harassment, which was what a lot of the subreddits that Alan Pao initially banned were faulty of. But also probably there might be something really deeper about, you know, the idea of really banning very, very toxic Reddits or subreddits, or basically just saying, like, if you don't like it, probably you should leave.
Yeah, you know, the thing that I find really interesting about this is really the problem is that Reddit has become kind of mainstream. I mean, they had, you know, one of the founders of Reddit, Ohanian, on the Colbert Report, for example. It's a pretty mainstream site these days, and it gets a lot of media attention when people start digging around and finding out what people are saying, what the names of the subreddits are. It's shocking that a somewhat well-known brand like Reddit has that kind of content. But of course, free speech, theoretically, includes a legal tolerance for incredibly offensive speech. In fact, you know, it's been said before that only offensive speech needs to be protected. You know, happy speech, you know, speech that everybody likes, does not really need constitutional protections. So it looks like there's going to be a crackdown. It looks like a lot of people are going to be unhappy. Where can the racists and the sexists and the haters go after they're driven out of Reddit, assuming they are going to be?
Yeah, that's actually a really good question. So a lot of Redditors have been looking towards a website called Vote, which is very similar to the way that Reddit works. It looks very much the same, although Vote founders have said that it's not, you know, the Reddit's code source is actually open. So anybody can actually take Reddit's source code and do whatever they want with it and create whatever they want with it. This is a completely different site with a completely different programming language, but essentially it is super hardline on free speech. So actually that's where the five banned subreddits already exist, is on Vote. But the issue with Vote is that in the tumultuous times that Reddit is having, it's also having tumultuous times from a technological perspective. The great thing about Vote is you can say what you want as long as the website is live. Hmm. And it's not live very often.
I see. Yeah, right. Exactly. They need performance. They need revenue, and so does Reddit. Lauren, are you a Reddit fan? And if so, what are your favorite subreddits?
That's actually a really good question. I have been a Redditor for some time, and I've kind of dabbled in a lot of different places. I mean, it's hard not to stay away from places like r funny gifs or r frugal, because I'm a poor person and really enjoy learning how to save money. R fitness has really good tips on how to take care of yourself. There are just so many places on Reddit that are really nice and great and exciting and useful and have a lot of people who are actively contributing great and thoughtful knowledge or inspirational posts. But that said, there are a lot of places on there that really aren't so great. So it's tough. It's, you know, a lot of people love what Reddit can be and what parts of Reddit are. But a lot of people hate what Reddit tolerates and have a hard time reconciling the two.